T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Season, and we have had a reported fatality here in Connecticut, and we thought we'd talk a little bit more about this with Dr. Ulysses Wu, our good friend and chief epidemiologist with Hartford Healthcare. Dr. Wu, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again.
So, I guess the first question, maybe it's I've asked it of you before, I don't know, but how do you know when you have the flu versus cold or COVID or anything else?
That's a great question. And to be honest with you, even though there may be subtle differences, the reality is that because there's so much overlap, I try not to even parse out the differences between them, because all of them can be treated and treated in different ways. And so because there are so many similarities, I would actually seek a diagnosis for any of them, because it can affect everybody in a different way. And if a test comes back negative, it doesn't mean that you don't have one or the other one.
Wait, you can test for influenza? There is a test?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, okay. Absolutely. You can test for influenza. You can test for COVID. You can test for RSV. You can even test for the common cold if you wanted to.
Really?
Yeah.
So statistically, it's really difficult, though, right? Because most people don't come in to get confirmed for influenza, right?
We have a fair bit, but the issue with influenza is that the treatment for influenza you have to do within basically 48 hours if you're not hospitalized. And so getting that early diagnosis is important, because the medication, it has less effectiveness once you're past that time period.
What is the treatment for it?
So you may have heard of Tamiflu, yeah. Which is one of the medications, and there are variants on that you can also use, but Tamiflu is probably the most general one that you can use. And then you can even offer it as what we call prophylaxis. So those who may have loved ones that have been diagnosed with influenza, and you yourself may be at risk for getting it.
We're talking with Dr. Ulysses Wu from Hartford Healthcare here on Bryan and Company and WTIC. In terms of anticipation, it's funny, not funny. During COVID, the pandemic, the peak of it, right, the flu sort of went away because everyone wore masks and nobody interacted and so on and so forth. Now we're back to more, quote-unquote, normalization. Are we expecting, a rough season?
Yeah, I think we're going to be in a rough season, and that's really for three reasons. Number one is that vaccination rates are fairly low for influenza, whether it be due to vaccination fatigue or vaccination hesitancy as a result of the COVID pandemic. Number two, as you have alluded to, masking itself is fairly minimal. But because of that, we've noticed that social behaviors are more risky as well, right? Because we're coming out of the darkness of COVID, and so we're not being as cautious as before. And then the third reason why I think influenza numbers will be bad is because we haven't had influenza, and so low-level immunity from having maybe gotten influenza before, or even herd immunity, if you remember that term,
right,
is going to be low. And so for those three reasons, I think we're going to be in for a pretty rough season.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but with the flu shot, the experts sort of try to anticipate the variation.
Yeah.
And then they come up with the shot. And so it's not an exact science. And I'm curious, when do we know how effective each year that the shot? Because everyone in my household got it. But when do you know that it was effective?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we won't know till probably after the season. We may get a rough estimate in the season how well we are doing for those who have been vaccinated but are still getting influenza. And that's why, people were afraid of the mRNA technology for COVID early on, but that technology will probably represent the future, where we don't have to guess 6 months ahead of time to make this vaccine, and we can probably make it more in real time.
It's funny, last question for you, Doc, and we're always grateful for your time. I talked earlier about the top of my news feed, and one of the news feeds I subscribe to, It said Omicron subvariants BQ.1 and BQ.1.1 are now dominant in the U.S. And I guess, and I mean this not flippantly, but do I care?
I'm not sure the every day you need the care, but I think you need to care from a global perspective that this virus is pretty darn smart. It's always changing and will always change. And we've always been accustomed to the fact that it's going to change. Our biggest worry is that when it changes, right now, I'm not going to say it's a completely mild virus because people are still dying, people are still being hospitalized, but compared to early on in the pandemic, not quite as bad. But the big worry is that it mutates, it changes into something really bad, where treatments don't work, where our tests don't detect it, where it evades your immune system and doesn't recognize that you've been vaccinated or even had COVID before. So, or it just becomes more lethal. That is always the worry. So I don't want you to worry about BQ1.1 by itself, but more so the representation that this thing is always changing, and we should always, I guess, give it the side eye. For is that what the young people say these days?
Yeah, yeah, that's all those youngins. Yeah. Dr. Wu, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, thank you for having me. You too.
All right, Dr. Ulysses Wu, of course, chief epidemiologist with Hartford HealthCare.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.